This is KCUR 89.3. The statewide team we've got covering elections in Kansas this year has been fielding audience questions. KCUR reporter Sam Zeff joined Kansas elections editor Amy Jeffries to tackle a couple of inquiries about campaign finance and the influence of outside groups on politicians.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Amy.
So this is a question from John Triwala in Johnson County. He writes, I sure am curious about whether and how the Koch brothers from Wichita are influencing the GOP, especially Brownback's campaign. Okay, so just one point of clarification right up quick here. Governor Brownback is not on the ballot this year.
He is not on the ballot. He is in year two of his second term. He's got two more years to go as governor of Kansas.
But there are plenty of Republicans who are running for office in Kansas in 2016. So do the Koch brothers have a hand in their campaigns?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's not an overt hand. It's more in the background. But through a series of donations, the Kochs have given a lot of money to the state chamber of commerce. In the August primaries, the state chamber spread around about $70,000 to their candidates around the state. Most of that, of course, in the primary in Kansas.
And that's $70,000 that originated from the Koch brothers.
Right. So it makes its way from the Kochs to the state chamber of commerce and then eventually into the pockets of conservative Republicans around the state. Most of that money goes for postcards that I don't usually get, but I know a lot of other people do. So the Kochs have a definite hand in all electoral politics in Kansas.
We got a related question from Scott Allegrucci in Lawrence. He was asking how groups like the Chamber of Commerce and maybe Americans for Prosperity Kansas, Kansas Club for Growth, how are all of these groups linked? Can you help them out?
Yeah, well, they're all linked as we go back to the Koch brothers. This is money that comes from various Koch entities, and they fund all of these groups in Kansas.
But not all of them are actually paying for campaign materials or active in campaigns. I mean, not all of these groups that we're talking about here, just to be clear, are political action committees who do those things. Some of them are think tanks and there are other related entities.
Right. Absolutely. But they're all tied together. They're all moving towards the same mission, and that is smaller government, much lower taxes, a very conservative, sometimes libertarian look at government. And so while they're not spreading money around like a political action committee, they are deeply involved in the political process in Kansas.
Is it just the Kochs and their affiliates who are doing this, or are there other kind of groups or associated entities who are doing similar stuff?
Oh, sure. There's a ton of PACs in Kansas, and they range from the Kansas National Education Association, which is a big teachers union PAC. They spread a lot of money around the state. But there's also the Mainstream Coalition. They don't spread as much money, but they are still active in politics. We did a story not long ago, Amy, you may remember, on Stand Up Blue Valley. This is a grassroots organization in South Johnson County, which had an outsized effect on the election in the primary, going door to door, doing a lot of social media to get a lot of moderate Republicans, at least into the general election.
Just to go back to John's original question here, the Koch brothers, they have an influence on GOP campaigns in Kansas. It's a significant one, but it's not a direct one.
That's exactly right, Amy. And I think the interesting thing as we look past the election is that the Koch brothers and their affiliated institutions, the Chamber of Commerce, Kansas Policy Institute, had a huge effect on legislation that came through the Kansas State House. As more moderates and more Democrats move in there, I think it's going to be interesting in January to see what kind of effect those organizations have in the new legislative session.
That was KCUR's Sam Zeff with Kansas elections editor Amy Jeffries. If you've got a question for our team of reporters collaborating to cover elections statewide, submit it at kcur.org/kselectionsq.